Michael Horn, welcome to the program.
Thank you, man, guys. It's a pleasure to be with you.
Who are you for people listening?
In terms of the role I have in life currently, I'm the authorized American media representative for a Swiss man named Billy Meyer, who claims that his, starting when he was 5 years old, almost 78 years ago, he began having voluntary face-to-face meetings with human beings from another star system that continue to this day. So I started researching this about 40 years ago, and here I am.
And you know, as a church-going guy, I think, well, what if this was a demonic thing that this guy was, what if it was something demonic? What do you say to that, Michael?
Well, I would say that in the 78 years that Mr. Meyer has been having these experiences, no one's been harmed, certainly not he or any of his friends or family or any of the, oh, maybe 130 or so eyewitnesses, five other photographers, and that, unfortunately, perhaps the real trouble that we have in terms of harm coming to us comes very often from our own species.
No doubt.
You know.
No doubt. Okay. So, Michael, what are we to learn from his UFO contact over these last so many years? What is to be taught to us? We had on the Canadian defense minister, who, you know, pretty compelling guy, very respected guy. More and more people are coming out. The mainstream media is showing more and more video. It does seem like we're being set up for a big reveal. And I have my own theories about how this could be good and how it could be horrific. But, yeah, go ahead.
I'm sorry. I think the words set up for something are quite appropriate, but not from this particular party. I'll address both parts of that. In terms of the contacts that Billy Meyer has, the way I kind of encapsulate it is to say they speak to us in the language of science, and the purpose of the contacts are to help us help ourselves to assure our own future survival. And this has nothing to do with the games being played on the American public and others by the Pentagon, the Navy, et cetera, with their silly little tic-tac Pac-Man videos. And all of a sudden now UFOs are real. This is a separate thing.
These are the Plejarans?
They pronounce it Plejar, and they have that J as a kind of Y sound.
Plejaran. So, and they live on another planet that isn't Earth.
It isn't Earth. It's very far from here. In a strange way, this is might sound funny coming from me, but the extraterrestrial part of it is the least important. I think what's the most important is what they've been telling Meyer and what he's been publishing for 60-odd years about the threats to our survival, and that's been...
Well, I'm most anxious to get some headlines. Give me some of the blockbuster things we've learned from this this race.
Well, one of the things that was most compelling is that he has published information, accurate scientific information, on virtually every planet in the solar system, on black holes, on all sorts of stuff like that, years and decades before official discovery, and that's substantiated through copyrights in books and documents. That's pretty mind-blowing stuff. I went to speak with a scientist at the USGS, United States Geological Survey, who is working on the Mars mission, the Mars rover project. I brought him about 15 or 20 of the things that Meyer had published, and he stood there looking at me. He says, well, could he be a lucky guesser? And I said, no, Ken, he's not a lucky guesser.
Wow.
We have had, now, a lot of people will have this or that view about climate change and global warming. The thing is that Billy Meyer is the first person I can find who, in 1951, as a 14-year-old boy, is publishing warnings specifically on natural man-made climate change, global warming, damage to the ozone, proliferation and increase in earthquakes, volcanic activity, and tons of specifics. This is what sets this apart. This isn't some vague little thing about so-called gray guys. This is...
All right. Michael Horn joins us, and Britain's first astronaut says aliens exist. Who is this? Who are we talking about?
There was a British astronaut who, about a week or 10 days ago, whatever it was, came forward and said that...
they exist, and they could be living amongst us. So the Plejarans is who we're talking about. They're outer space people, aliens, and they've given us some scientific stuff. I'm running out of time here. What do they predict for our future? Do we know where we're headed? Have they told this Billy Meyer where we're headed?
Yeah, if we don't change, there's a big one that's looming. You wanted a specific. There's something called asteroid Apophis. NASA discovers it in 2004. The problem is that Billy Meyer published the warnings in 81. It's real. It's coming towards Earth. And these people gave us very specific information, scientific. I work with a team of people, also mathematicians, some aerospace people, who are trying to get some corrected information to NASA so that this...
So you're saying a giant planet is coming. Is it Nibiru? Is that what it's called?
No, it's an asteroid.
An asteroid.
Mm-hmm. And it's heading towards Earth. It's one of the things.
And we're all going to die if we don't do something.
Well, it's in years away, but then there's the volcanoes in the area around Italy. There's five specific volcanoes that will be erupting with certainty, as will one in the Canary Islands. There will be a big earthquake off of the Cascadia subduction zone that Meyer has forewarned about 3 years before OSU.
So do these space people have a way we can stop these volcanoes?
Yes. Well, with the volcanoes, they have given specific information, especially about there's a perceptible sound, if you will, that can be detected before eruption. But these will now erupt for sure. In the future, we will be able to prevent the eruption of some volcanoes. But we have.
But now they're telling us there's a certain frequency that they omit that can protect the people there. Interesting stuff. All right. Do you believe it, folks? What do you think?